Cable News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
And we are lucky to have with us Mingus Mapps, who is running for Portland City Council. He's worked as a political science professor at Brandeis University and more recently worked for the Portland Office of Community and Civic Life. Mingus is facing off against incumbent City Commissioner Chloe Udaly, as well as former Portland Mayor Sam Adams. We're going to be getting into all of his policy positions here in a moment. But first, Mingus, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, you're proposing on your website ways that public transportation could be used to combat climate change, specifically when it has to do with buses. What's your opinion about the proposed $2.8 billion TriMet Rail Southwest Corridor project as a way to get some of the cars off the roads?
I support that project. You know, it's green, it's a real and meaningful solution to congestion, it's safe, it has the capacity to carry lots of residents. But, you know, I'll be frank with you, I also have some concerns there, and I want to work with TriMet to make some things about this project better. I'm still concerned about the expense of this. It's kind of high. I think that we could make some changes to the design to increase ridership. I'm also concerned about the impact this project will have on businesses and residents. But I think those are the kinds of issues that TriMet and the City of Portland can work together on to make better.
Awesome. Very cool. Hi, this is Althea, by the way.
So, hey, Althea.
Hey. So affordable housing is definitely one of the biggest issues in Portland today. What areas of the city do you see as being, you know, the most in need for affordable housing development?
Oh, gosh. Every neighborhood in Portland, all 95 of them, need more affordable housing. There is literally not a single neighborhood in this town that has an adequate supply of affordable housing, and that's a huge problem. You know, being able to afford where you live is a key to having a vibrant city. So from the east side all the way to the west, from the north to the south, we need to build more affordable housing and preserve the affordable housing that we already have.
And dovetailing with that is the houselessness issue. You say that more creativity is needed when addressing problems with homelessness outreach. So what ideas for solutions do you see for reaching out to the houseless communities in order to get them into housing?
Oh, sure. Well, and this is so important as we are, you know, alternative means of outreach, especially at a the pandemic, which is, you know, changing our lives. This is so important. I'll tell you, one of the things that I think is most important for us to do is to get the police department out of the business of being our first responders on homelessness issues. Half of the police calls basically boil down to pushing homeless folks from one corner to another. That's a little bit like sending a Marine out to deal with someone who is suffering from poverty. I think that we need to come up with better solutions to that. One solution, for example, that I'm very excited about is the street response team that we're piloting out in Lentz. The concept there is that when we a 911 call comes in about someone on the streets who's going through some sort of crisis, instead of sending out a squad car, what we do is we send out a team of social workers, and those folks could come meet that homeless person, and instead of taking them downtown to jail, they can try to connect that houseless person to services that can actually help them stabilize and get better.
Yeah, it's a very interesting project, and I'll be interested to see what the what the pilot project turns up. So, I mean, we've heard a bit about, you know, some of the things that you're interested in terms of policy proposals, but what inspired you to run for office in the first place?
Oh, gosh, I was inspired to run for office because, you know, I love the city of Portland. I think we live in a beautiful, creative, connected place. But at the same time, I'm deeply concerned about, you know, the direction our city is heading in. There's too much homelessness and not enough affordable housing. Traffic is terrible. Traffic deaths are worse than they've been in a generation. Climate change continues to fundamentally remake our environment. And when I look to see what is happening and coming out of City Hall, what I see are elected leaders who do not have the vision or skills to get us back on track.
Mm-hmm. You have a plan, you think, you would like to increase the number of council seats. Is that correct?
Yes, that's part of my plan.
Why do you think it would benefit, and who do you think would benefit most from your plan to increase the number of council seats?
Sure. It might be helpful here if I put that into greater context. One of the things I want to do on council is to change the way we elect members of city council. Right now, everyone runs at large. I think that we should change that and elect members of city council through neighborhood-based electoral districts. I think that would benefit literally every corner of Portland. I'm out on the campaign trail every day, and a thing I hear 10 times a day is from the people of Portland is that our voices aren't being heard in city council. Literally, one of the ways we can fix that is to make sure that voices from every corner of our city are represented in city hall. We can change that by changing the way we elect members of city council.
And how would you go about sort of putting forth that plan to change the commission structure?
Oh, well, that's that is something which comes down to changing our charter. One of the reasons why I'm running for city council right now is the next city council will be in charge of setting up the charter review committee, which is where proposals like changing the number of people on city council and changing how they get elected get developed and proposed. So that's what I'm going to do. When I'm on city council, what are the things I can pledge to folks is that, you know, I will push the city charter review committee to take a serious look at both a city manager form of government and changing the way we elect members of city council.
Let's focus on schools for a moment. What are some of the ways the city could come up with better policies to help improve Portland public schools?
Oh, well, boy, I have two kids in Portland Public Schools. I have boys, 9 and 10, so I am deeply invested in this issue. You know, I think that one of the challenges of being a member of city council is to partner with your other intergovernmental partners like the city and like the county and like Metro. One of the things I've learned from my community work is that schools are irreplaceable partners to building strong communities. So one of the things I want to do is get the city of Portland back in the business of partnering with Portland Public Schools. That's something we used to do, but frankly, leadership has gotten out of that. We can change that. One of the first things I'll do on council is to reach out to teachers and the school board to talk about opportunities for collaboration. Me personally, I think I see opportunities to collaborate with schools on issues like homelessness and the arts and civic engagement, and I promise I will be down in Salem lobbying the state legislature for adequate funding for our school kids, just as I've done in the past.
Very cool. And so I understand you said in an interview with the Southeast Examiner that you support density done right. What exactly would that involve, to your mind?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, one reality is we need to, if we're going to have affordable housing in Portland, we are going to need to build more. You know, we expect another 250,000 people to move to Portland over the next 20 years, and they have to live somewhere. If you want to kind of place me politically, you should probably think of me as a smart growth guy. So I want to see walkable neighborhoods, bikeable neighborhoods, livable neighborhoods. But at the same time, you know, density is not the right solution for every space. I'm particularly concerned about two situations. One is we need to make sure that Portland preserves its open spaces. And also, I want to make sure that we build in places where it is literally smart. We need to have the infrastructure in place to support that sort of dense development. So I'm excited about building densely along our commercial corridors that have good access to public transportation.
What are some of the issues that you think the city has basically been ignoring that you would like to bring up?
Oh, sure. One of the things I'm doing in this race is to make the argument that our form of government, our commission form of government, is fundamentally broken and one of the reasons why Portland consistently underperforms. So one of the things I try to do every day is to talk to people about the limits of our commission form of government. I think a lot of Portlanders don't realize that we have in Portland a unique form of government. We call it a commission form of government. This is a form of government that was popular. Actually, it's never been popular. It sort of emerged in the 1880s and basically started to dwindle away in the 1920s. Portland is the last major city in America to use this form of government. It just does not work for us anymore. Here's one way to think about what the commission form of government does for us. It encourages siloing of our city services. A lot of Portlanders think we have a mayor and four members of city council. That's actually not true. In practice, we have five mayors. And that's one of the reasons why our public policies are often contradictory and dysfunctional. We can unwind this by directing city council to hire a city manager, someone who is empowered to make sure that our policies and programs work together. And this is really important because if you think about the issues that Portland faces today, the problems that we face today, they are problems because these issues are complex. You know, homelessness is not just a matter of housing. It's also often a mental health issue and a public safety issue. So if you want to have effective homeless policy, for example, you need to have programs that actually work together. And right now, City Council and Portland is not able to do that. It's time that we just modernize and move forward into the 21st century.
What kind of future do you imagine for your children who live here in Portland? What would you like to see happen?
Sure. I hope my kids love Portland as much as I love this town. You know, they're 9 and 10, so when they move out of my house in about 8 years, I hope that they can afford to live in our city. I hope that they want to live in our city, given the direction we're going in on issues like public safety and livability. I hope that they find Portland to be a great place to start a family and to start a life and to start a business. And I hope that they find as much meaning in trying to build a better Portland as I have.
Yeah, and so I understand you've had experience working in other offices as a political science professor and as a public servant. What kind of benefits do you think those past experience could serve in becoming a commissioner?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's very much how I got into this race. You know, I've worked both for the City of Portland's Neighborhood Association system and for the city's crime prevention program. That means that I know what city workers actually do. I understand the challenges that they face. And that's one of the reasons why I'm running for city council, is I want to get the bureaucracy and the leadership out of the way of the good public servants who are trying to serve our city. I've also been a political scientist and an educator, which means that I am evidence-based and I'm collaborative, and I believe and value in creating organizations that are dedicated to learning and getting better. And frankly, those are values and skills which are currently lacking on city council.
I understand you have some strong opinions about campaign finance when it comes to Portland city elections. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, I tell you, another reason why I'm running for city council is to prove that big money doesn't have to dominate Portland politics. That's why I don't accept donations from corporations, and I don't accept donations from PACs, and I don't accept donations from unions, and I don't accept donations over $250. I only take donations from real flesh and blood human beings. I think that proves that this is one of the ways to prove that real people can run their own politics. I believe that this can work, and frankly, it is working. We have more individual donors than I believe any other candidate in my particular race. I believe we've raised more dollars than any other candidate in this particular race. I'm incredibly proud of that. It's one of the things that fuels our grassroots movement.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us, Mingus. We unfortunately do have to leave it there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. I enjoyed this.
Thank you.
I encourage everyone to go to our website, mingusmaps.com, to learn more about our campaign.
That's right. For KBOOD News in Depth, I'm Annette Newell.
Thanks. Althea, see ya.